This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. A quick financial update here on what's happening before the election with the Federal Reserve printing more money, bailing out more people, buying more assets, and so on, where all this is headed. Now, the masses are fooled into thinking that they are investment geniuses because they're buying stocks in a market that is just being bought up by the Federal Reserve, essentially, or you know, the plunge protection team, basically money printing operations that buy up assets and bonds as well. So the average investor right now who is sitting at home, not working, collecting some government money, trading on the Robinhood platform, using a lot of leverage, by the way, they think they're geniuses. They think they're going to get rich. They think that they've figured it out. And we saw this 20 years ago. Well, a little over 20 years ago. We saw this in the run-up to the dot-com bubble burst in 2000. And so I remember specifically in 1998, 1999, people thought they were geniuses too. They thought they had it all figured out. I remember people telling me things like, oh, the fundamentals don't matter. All you have to do is buy low and sell high and you can get rich and never have to work again, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, these companies aren't worth what you're paying for them. The PE ratios are like 400 to one. They're like, earnings don't matter. All that matters is eyeballs. Do you remember that when they said, all that matters is eyeballs? How many people are looking at the website? It was the dot-com boom. Well, today it's the free money boom. And it's the same mistake over again, just at a much larger level. So my number one message here in this podcast is don't get suckered in to this herd mentality, because the herd is being funneled off a cliff, for sure. There is no question about it. There's going to be something like the dot-com collapse, except this time it's going to be much, much bigger, much more catastrophic, and probably more sudden. And it's going to be utterly catastrophic. But until then, it's going to look like the market will go up forever. It's going to be like a parabolic upward explosion. Actually, we're in the middle of that. Of asset prices, people thinking they're geniuses, people thinking they're getting rich, people thinking they're going to retire in 5 years, as long as the market keeps behaving this way. They are chasing rainbows with imaginary pots of gold at the end of the rainbows with tiny leprechauns dancing on their keyboards. They're going to lose everything. Which brings me to the second point of this podcast, a reminder to convert dollars into things that hold value. And I've covered this many times in previous podcasts, but it's worth a reminder, because while everybody's chasing gains and profits, very few people have remembered to focus on protecting what you have. If you have gained in the stock market, that gain is not realized until you sell the stocks and then move that money into something that is real. And what kinds of things are real? Well, of course, what we talked about before, physical gold and silver. I mean, even cash is closer to reality than owning stocks in a bubble stock market. Even though cash is fiat currency and it will also collapse at some point, but it's closer to reality than just owning a bunch of bubble stocks. The other day, we poured a foundation for a new building for the Health Ranger store warehouse and manufacturing operation. And I remember thinking when that pour happened, you know, all that concrete going into the ground, and it, you know, it's hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's a lot of money going into the ground. And I remember thinking to myself, that is a good investment. I've converted dollars into concrete. Concrete that will be here for 500 years. Concrete that will be a foundation for our business and then other businesses down the road many years after I'm long gone. This is something that holds value. This building will always have value. This land will always have value. And see, we don't lease buildings. We don't rent buildings. We own everything. We own the land. We own the buildings and so on. That's how we know we're going to make it through tough times, because we're just very smart, very conservative about our finances, which is one of the reasons I'm telling you all this. Oh, and by the way, the sponsor of this podcast, I haven't mentioned them in a few weeks, is metalswithmike.com. It's actually called Treasure Island Precious Metals and Coins. And I like them because they're honest about what they have in stock and the prices that they show you. There are other online retailers of coins that advertise lower prices for, let's say, a 1 ounce gold coin, but they don't actually have it in stock. It's kind of a bait and switch operation. The low price gets you to call them, and then they say, oh, it's 45 days out. That's really not honest. So go to metalswithmike.com to check today's prices on gold and silver coins. I am not compensated on your purchases. I just get compensated for them being a sponsor. But whatever you purchase with them doesn't affect me one way or the other. But I'm a customer too, and my family members are customers. But it's a good time to remember that gold and silver hold value, because remember, the name of the game is to preserve the wealth you have. And it doesn't have to be gold and silver. There are other things, like I just mentioned, concrete. I just put hundreds of thousands of dollars into concrete, and I think that's awesome. If you've got something like that that you can put money into that will actually generate revenue for you as a business, then that's even better than gold and silver, arguably. Although I also own gold and silver, of course, and ammunition and firearms and other things like that. There are a lot of good places to put money. Land is one of the best, especially if you can get land that has very low property taxes. So consider your particular situation. What's going to be the best thing for you? You know, is it gold coins? Is it silver? Is it land? Is it maybe some cash? Is it ammunition? Well, ammunition's really inflated right now, so probably buying ammunition at this particular moment is not the best idea. It's gone up double to triple what it was in February, but I've been saying to buy ammo for a long time. So when I was saying that last year, it was actually a really good deal. Now, not so much. Everybody's arming up for the insurrection. So ammo's hard to come by, but it does mean, you know, if you had bought ammo before, it's worth triple now, nearly. And probably it's going to go to quadruple. I just bought, by the way, I managed to find online a 308, you know, Winchester 308 pistol, which is, they're not that common, kind of hard to find. But the 308 round, you know, 7.62 by 51 in metric, you know, millimeters. The 308 pistol, there are certain times when you need a hefty round in a short-barreled pistol format. So I was able to find that, and I think I paid $1,500 for that, which I thought was pretty decent. It's a little inflated. I think I've seen them before for $1,300, so that's not bad. Whereas there are a lot of other guns that I've seen now that are double or more than double the normal price, especially in the Glocks, you know, and the SIG pistols and the M&P pistols and so on. Some of those are getting crazy expensive. And I have noticed some of the short-barreled rifles or the pistol configuration rifles that used to be, let's say, about $2,000 are now $2,500. That's on gunsamerica.com if you want to see some of the pricing for yourself. But the point is, you know, those investments in ammo and guns have already gone way up. And land investments, real estate investments in rural areas of America where people are trying to escape to, those have gone up. So if you bought land in, you know, rural Utah or rural Idaho or rural Montana, for that matter, you know, Montana farmland prices are just skyrocketing right now. And much the same is true in Idaho and even eastern Washington and so on. But frankly, people are fleeing the Democrat states. They're getting out of Washington and out of Oregon and the Willamette Valley. Even the rural Oregonians are like, we got to get out of here. This state's run by crazy left-wing lunatics. We got to get over to, you know, Idaho or Wyoming or someplace. And they are, or Nevada. So this is what's happening out there. So when there are large shifts in the psychology, which is what's happening with the coronavirus pandemic and, you know, the elections and the insurrection uprising of the radical leftists and even the wildfires, all of these have powerful psychological ripple effects across the population, and they shift demand curves very strenuously, creating increased demand and increased valuations of things that you might normally want just to hold value, but now suddenly they are increasing in value, and that phenomenon is going to happen with gold and silver. Mark my words, there's going to be a day where an ounce of gold, which right now, let's say it's around 2,000, that ounce of gold is going to be $5,000, probably not that far away. And within a couple of years, that might be $10,000 an ounce. It might be $50,000. I mean, at some point, it's going to be infinity because the dollar will be worth zero. So to even talk about what's the value of gold expressed in dollars becomes an illogical division by zero problem, which breaks computers, right? Flags errors and so on. Can't divide by zero. In any case, think now about what events are about to happen. The coming military deployment to take down the illegal insurrection, the mass exodus out of the cities at a feverish pace beyond anything that we've seen so far. Think about the Civil War. Think about what's going to happen with demand for gold, silver, land, firearms, ammunition, emergency radios. Think about the food supply shortages that are accelerating and how much your food is going to be worth, how you can barter food for almost anything because everybody eats. And use this as a roadmap, a guide to decide what to get now in the last 40 or so days before all of this hell breaks loose across America. You've got a final 40 days to get it all together. And I'm scrambling too, by the way. I'm not as ready as I would like to be, but I'm a lot more prepared than most, that's for sure. But use this time wisely, get prepared, and be ready to defend your life and be ready to ride out some real chaos, some real collapse scenarios here in America. And check out my website, naturalnews.com, if you haven't already, of course, and follow me on brighteon.social. My username there is @healthranger. Again, that's brighteon.social. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, Health Ranger. Also, prepwithmike.com for how-to videos on preparedness.